Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, let's go to Africa and find out all about an amazing woman, Jane Goodall.
We are on day two of our article talking all about her amazing life and a groundbreaking discovery that she made. Yesterday, we learned that she dreamed of going to Africa to live among the wild animals since she was a young girl.
Despite all the challenges, she did this. She got to live with chimpanzees and discovered, well, something. We'll find out.
We are going to find out in today's lesson, so let's get going with the first reading for the day.
Jane Goodall, Voice of the Wild. During Goodall's first few months in the forest, the chimps would run from her. But they soon became accustomed to her presence, ignored her, and resumed their daily activities. On one occasion, Goodall observed an older ape repeatedly putting a blade of grass into a termite hole, removing termites and eating them. This was a significant discovery because up to this point, the scientific community believed only humans created and used tools.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们一起来看 blade 这个名词，意思是叶片。譬如As Lily walked through the field, she noticed each blade of grass shimmering under the morning sunlight. Lily 穿过田野时，注意到每片草叶在晨光下闪闪发亮。Blade 也指刀刃。来看例句。Phil opened the package using a razor blade, careful not to slice the contents inside.Phil 用刮胡刀刀片打开包裹，小心避免划破里面的物品。来学一个形容词 ,cutting edge, 字面上的意思是切割的刀锋，引申为最先进的或是领先的。譬如 ,the company invested in cutting edge technology to improve efficiency and stay ahead of competitors.这家公司投资尖端科技以提升效率，保持领先于竞争对手。
So, let's say you want to go and live among the chimpanzees. Do you just walk right into the jungle, or do you need to do something else?
Well, let's learn about Jane's experience with living with the chimpanzees. Yesterday, we found out that she was chosen to do field research, where she was going to live among them. During Goodall's first few months in the forest, the chimps would run from her.
All right, they were probably pretty afraid. She did not look like them.
Exactly. They were probably nervous to have a human there, but they soon became accustomed to her presence. Let's talk about what it means to be accustomed to something.
All right. If you're accustomed to something, then you're used to it or you're comfortable with it. Maybe it's something that you do as a habit.
Here's how you can use accustomed to in a sentence. He is accustomed to cold weather.
All right. So they became accustomed to her presence, ignored her, and resumed their daily activities.
This is good news if you're trying to do research. You want the situation to be as normal as possible. We see this word resumed here, friends, and it means that something starts again after a pause.
All right. For example, the game resumed after the rain stopped.
So these chimpanzees resumed their daily activities and went on living their life like they normally would.
And that way, researchers like Jane could see how the chimpanzees actually normally live and not just how they act when a human is there.
Exactly. We read on here, friends, on one occasion, Goodall observed an older ape repeatedly putting a blade of grass into a termite hole.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of those things. First of all, we have that phrase, on one occasion. This means at one specific time in the past.
On one occasion, we saw a rainbow. There was one time that we saw a rainbow.
Right. So on one occasion, Goodall observed this older ape putting a blade of grass into a termite hole. Amory, what is a termite?
Okay, a termite, friends, is an insect that eats wood. So often what happens is they begin eating the trees around them and leave holes there.
Right. You can also have termites inside of an old house. It is not good for the building.
Definitely not. So what Jane observed is this chimpanzee using a blade of grass trying to get that termite out of the hole that it ate. This was a significant discovery because up to this point, the scientific community believed only humans created and used tools.
Right. This might not seem all that amazing to most of us today. After all, this chimp was just using a piece of grass, a blade of grass, but he was actually using it as a tool.
He wanted to get to those termites inside of that log or whatever it was in, and so he was using the blade of grass as a tool to accomplish that secondary purpose.
Right. He was using something that he found, kind of changing it and using it in a unique way. And that is not something we knew about animals before.
I wonder if it's because there was no opportunity to observe them in their natural habitats. Many animals, when they're placed in zoos, change their behavior. So it might be harder to see what they would do if they were in the wild.
They were only able to discover this because Jane Goodall was brave and curious. Well, friends, I am curious to find out what happens in the next part of our reading.
Jane Goodall, Voice of the Wild. Goodall was gradually accepted into the chimps' society, carefully interacting with them. Over the years, she found them to be intelligent, emotional animals living in complex social communities. In the 1980s, Goodall became aware of a global decrease in animal habitats, including the Gombe region. She decided to become a full-time advocate for wildlife, traveling more than 300 days a year. Goodall spoke to international groups, encouraging them to protect animals and their environment. If it had not been for her recognition of wildlife's decreasing territory, her international impact might never have been felt.
Advocate 这个字，它可以当名词或是动词。当名词的时候呢，是指提倡者或是支持者。来看例句。During the meeting, Michael acted as an advocate for students who felt too nervous to express their concerns themselves. 在会议中， Michael 为那些因太紧张而无法表达自己意见的学生来发声。另一个相关名词是 advocacy，意思是提倡、拥护。譬如 ,The organization was praised for its many years of dedicated advocacy that led to important policy changes. 该组织因其多年来不懈的倡导而受到赞誉，这些努力促成了重要的政策变革。类似意思的片语是 ,speak up for, 意思是为什么或是为谁来发声。譬如When David noticed unfair treatment, he didn't hesitate to speak up for the people affected. 当 David 注意到不公平的待遇时，他毫不犹豫地为受影响的人发声。
Now let's talk about how Jane Goodall's career developed after her major discovery.
Well, we read here, Goodall was gradually accepted into the chimps' society. This is very interesting, friends. Now, if something happens gradually, it means that it happens slowly over time.
And not all at once. Here's another sentence. The sun set gradually through the evening.
So Jane was gradually accepted into the chimps' society. Friends, a society is talking about people living together in a community.
For example, technology changes many societies quickly. And yes, we can use that word to talk about chimpanzees.
That's right. They have their own communities. They have their own societies. And Jane was accepted into that society.
All right. Over the years, she found them to be intelligent, emotional animals living in complex social communities.
Very interesting. Okay, so over the years, or gradually, she discovered that these chimpanzees were intelligent, emotional animals, and they were living in these complex social communities. Living in means to reside or exist in a certain place.
For example, we are living in a big city. That would be the location that you're living in. Here, we're talking about the context they're living in.
Yeah, they exist in these social communities. In the 1980s, Goodall became aware of a global decrease in animal habitats, including the Gombe region. This is probably an effect of climate change.
Right. So things are changing, and human cities are developing, so animals have less places to live. So she decided to become a full-time advocate for wildlife.
And how did she do this? Well, we find out in the second part of this sentence, traveling more than 300 days a year. She was traveling a lot.
That is a lot of commitment. It's hard to have a normal family life in that way, but she really cared about this issue.
She really did. And here we read on, Goodall spoke to international groups, encouraging them to protect animals and their environment.
All right, if it had not been for her recognition of wildlife's decreasing territory, her international impact might never have been felt.
All right, we see here recognition. She recognized something. She acknowledged it and means that she brought it to light.
For example, she received recognition for her work with the homeless.
And that is the second definition of this word recognition. When you're recognized for something, it means that you're acknowledged for your fame or your achievements. Here we're talking about Jane recognizing that there's a problem.
Right. She recognized that there was a problem and did something about it. If she had just stayed researching the chimpanzees, she wouldn't have had the same global impact.
I wonder if this was a really hard decision for her to make. It was a dream for her for so long to go and work with animals in Africa. She finally was able to realize her dream. Her dream came true. She was finally doing field research with chimpanzees, but now she sees a problem. Is she going to stay there and continue her research, or is she going to become an advocate?
You know, maybe she felt like her earlier dream was fulfilled, and now it was time to do something new.
That is a good point. Sometimes when we reach a goal or accomplish something, it's time for us to focus on something else.
All right. So friends, if you see an issue in the world, maybe you could become an advocate for that as well and tell the people around you.
You could become an advocate and advocate for a certain cause. All right, friends. Well, we have more to learn about Jane and her work with the chimpanzees and learn about what happened in the last part of her life. So right now, let's go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Run from danger and toward this great phrase. Ever watched a cartoon where a character spots a giant rolling boulder and zoom, they're off like a rocket, legs blurring? That's me every time I see a spider in the bathtub. Pure panic mode. run from captures that heart-pounding escape from something scary or dangerous. We use run from to mean running quickly away from something to avoid harm, like dodging trouble on foot. It's literal for physical threats, but can be figurative too, like avoiding problems. Here's an example. Once he caught the ball, Billy ran from the defenders to avoid falling down. And another, after a series of bad scores, the student ran from his problems by quitting school. Two other fun phrases, run away from, is similar but adds a sense of permanent escape. For example, the lost puppy ran away from the noisy traffic and hid under a bush. Flee from sounds more dramatic, like in stories or news. For example, villagers fled from the erupting volcano as ash filled the sky. I once ran from a swarm of bees at a picnic, flailing arms, spilling sandwiches everywhere. Total comedy show. Running from danger keeps us safe, even if it looks silly. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Jane Goodall, voice of the wild. Distinguished scientist and conservationist Jane Goodall passed away on October 1st, 2025. Yet her life continues to inspire millions of people around the world to protect the planet and its precious wonders.
Distinguished 意思呢是卓越的或者杰出的，譬如 The university invited several distinguished scholars to speak at the education conference. 该大学邀请了几位杰出的学者在教育研讨会上演讲。字根 D-I-S-T-I-N 意思是刺或是标记，所引申出来的字呢，通常跟区别、辨认、独特有关。我们来学两个相关的单字，形容词 Distinctive 是指有特色的，例如 Ethan developed a distinctive writing style that blended humor with thoughtful insight in a way readers loved. Ethan 发展出一种独特的写作风格，他融合了幽默与独到见解，深受读者的喜爱。Distinctive 如果去掉字尾的ive 变成 distinct 也是形容词，意思呢则是明显的或是不同的。譬如 The experiment showed three distinct patterns, each leading the scientists toward a different conclusion. 该实验显示出三种明显不同的模式，每一种都引导科学家得出不同的结论。今天的 Language Lab 就到这边， I will see you soon.
Jane Goodall had a global impact and changed many people's lives and the ways in which they thought about nature. So, where is she today?
All right, well, we hear some sad news here in the first part of this last section, friends. Distinguished scientist and conservationist Jane Goodall passed away on October 1st, 2025.
All right, well, let's talk about a couple of those words. First of all, conservationist. This is someone who helps to protect nature and animals. We could even say they conserve those things.
Okay, for example, the conservationist saved endangered species.
All right, let's talk about one other thing here, and that is that she passed away. We've talked about this before this month. This means that someone dies.
And this is a very polite, easy way to say that someone has died. It is not so direct.
Not so direct, and it sounds a little more polite. Well, Jane Goodall did pass away on October 1st, 2025, but it feels like her impact carries on.
Yeah, that's what we see in the last part of our lesson, friends. Yet her life continues to inspire millions of people around the world to protect the planet and its precious wonders.
All right, let's talk about one more thing there. It's that word precious. Something that is precious is very valuable or important.
Many people say that time is precious. We have to make sure that we use it wisely.
Right. That word makes me think of a famous movie line about really loving a ring.
Oh, are you talking about Lord of the Rings?
Yes, I am. My precious.
That ring was very valuable or important.
Absolutely. And so was the impact that Jane Goodall had. So, because of her work, many more people around the world today care about these issues.
Yeah, that's what it means to become an advocate for something. It means that the things that are important to you, you push those things and those values through to others and let them know about them as well.
Yes. Well, friends, we're not quite done yet, but right now it's time for us to go watch our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看与过去事实相反的假设语气。If it had not been for, 加名词或动名词。常搭配主句的 would, could, might have, 加过去分词，形成假设过去的句型。表示想象过去某种情况若不存在，事情将会有不同的结果。也常用倒装句Had it not been for, 来省略 if, 语气会更正式。如果要表达与现在事实相反的时候，则改用 if it were not for, 表示要不是现在有什么什么。来看一个例句 ,If it were not for your help, I couldn't finish the project in time. 若不是你的帮助，我无法及时完成这个专案。
Friends, it has been a wonderful 2 days talking about Jane Goodall. And as we end our lesson today, there is a talk about it question to help us think about the things we learned in our lesson. Here it is. Talk about a dream that has come true for you.
Oh, wow. Well, there certainly are quite a few of them for me. But one of them is getting the chance to live somewhere other than where I grew up and learn a new language.
That was one of my dreams as well, Garrett. I wanted to travel a lot. I wanted to go experience other cultures and see different places. And now I am living in a country different than where I grew up.
Right. So friends, what are your dreams? They might not all come true, but you can take steps gradually to work toward them and make them a reality.
I think that with dreams, it's very important to make sure that they are realistic and that there's something that you can actually accomplish, and then you can figure out ways to make those dreams come true. Figure out what steps you can take, even today, to reach that goal.
Right. Some dreams might be huge. To do something great that changes people's lives, but you can also have small dreams in your day-to-day life.
That's right, friends. So this is a great thing for you to talk about in English. You can talk about a dream that you have or about a dream that has come true for you. It's a great way to practice your conversation. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.